Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour in this Thursday. We'll check in with Drew Brees. We got Thursday night football. This is saucy, spicy. Bengals hosting the Dolphins. Aaron Judge hit 61. A lot of people have given their thoughts on if he does pass Roger Maris as the single-season home run champ, the legitimate one. That is up to you. I'm not going to argue anymore. Spent decades doing that, it felt like, with this. It's almost up there with LeBron versus Michael Jordan. Who's better? Who's the all-time home run champ? Who's the single-season? I can't convince you either way. I can't be convinced. You know, it's not like you're going to go, okay, I got you. How about this one? Okay. But Aaron Judge, 61, and 61 years after Roger Maris did it. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. Poll question for the final hour, Seton.
I'm so happy you asked.
Okay.
Why don't I update you on earlier we put up, how catchable was Aaron Judge's 61st home run ball? Was it barely or extremely catchable? 64% of the audience said it was barely catchable.
Yeah. I think it would have taken a little bit more athletic person than Frankie Lasagna there in the front row.
And Walter Baikzidi.
Walter Baikzidi was next to Frankie Lasagna.
We also have up there, who would you not give a max contract extension to? Who would you not give a max contract
extension I heard you the first
to?
Time.
Not.
It's not.
That when you're not going to give them this.
Snot. It's
Aaron Judge, Lamar Jackson.
Ooh.
Ooh. Got your attention now.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Aaron Judge, Lamar Jackson.
I heard you the first time.
Just, I'm vamping for you to
okay.
collect your thoughts.
Okay. Collecting my thoughts. Okay. Aaron Judge, it feels like, is going to ask for an 8 or 9 or 10-year deal. Lamar Jackson's not getting an 8 or 9-year, 10-year deal. So I'd be investing in Lamar Jackson for the next 5 years. Aaron Judge, probably 8 or 9 years. I would rather invest in Lamar Jackson for 5 than Aaron Judge for 8. Yes, boy.
What if they were both 7? Because didn't Mahomes get a 10-year deal?
Yes.
I know Josh Allen got like 6 and 5 for Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
But Lamar's 25.
I would give him a 5-year deal. Aaron Judge.
He's 30.
Yeah, I don't. It depends. If you're the Giants, then you're probably have to give him what he wants. The Yankees probably wouldn't have to do that. I mean, they might do it, but I don't know. The Giants feel like they have to have somebody like Aaron Judge give them some relevancy. The Yankees, that'd be a big loss. But do you want to give him a little bit more to stay with you, or do you need to give him a little bit more to play against you? Lamar Jackson, and I wonder if Lamar Jackson is going to play or is playing differently. Because if I'm Lamar Jackson, am I going to put my body out there at risk and I don't have a contract coming up after this? Does he play differently this season while still playing well? He's playing unbelievable. But I wonder if that consciously or subconsciously will factor in with Lamar Jackson and how he plays. We'll talk to Drew Brees about this. He'll join us coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. So the poll question for the final hour, Seton, is going to be Judge and Lamar Jackson?
Yeah.
Okay. The Dolphins are 3.5-point underdogs against the Bengals coming up tonight. Get some phone calls in here. I did see this. Forbes released its richest owner in sports list. Steve Ballmer is the richest owner. He's got $83 billion net worth. He actually lost $13.5 billion due to Microsoft's stock valuation.
Oh.
He's the 8th richest person in the world. Rob Walton, who just bought the Broncos, he is 2nd on the list. He is worth just over $56 billion. Dan Gilbert, owner of the Cavs, fell from 2 to 6. Rocket Mortgage, his company, losing half of its stock valuation. Jerry Jones has a net worth of $16 billion. His wealth grew 75% over the last year. He has investments in oil, drilling, real estate, and the Cowboys, the most valuable sports franchise in the world, according to Forbes. David Tepper, number 3 overall. So David Tepper is number 3 overall. Robert Pera is the owner of the Grizzlies. He's number 4. Steve Cohen owns the Mets. He's 5. Who was the poorest owner in all of sports?
Least wealthy?
The least wealthiest. So there's 50 sports team owners on the list of the 400 richest people in the world. Which team owner has the least amount of money? Yes, Todd.
I'm going to go Winnipeg Jets.
Well, no, we don't know that.
I'm just going to throw it out there. That's what I think. Yes.
So, all right. Appreciate that. Yes, Paul.
I've got the top 15 richest owners in the NFL. So Tepper's got $17 billion, but then a guy like Jim Irsay, also a billionaire, but his net worth is 3.5.
Yeah.
I'm looking for the bottom.
What about like Cuban?
Cuban, I think, is worth maybe close to $3 billion.
I got $4.6 billion for Mark.
Oh, okay. All right. Good. Well, good. Yeah, happy
right.
for him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Catching all a break.
Right. Yeah. 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 See.
It kind of starting to feel like with some of the people buying sports franchises now that the truly, truly, like insanely wealthy have actually run out of things to buy, and now it's like, oh, what do you want to buy? I guess we'll buy the Broncos. Or we'll buy, like, they're now the billionaires just have so much money that they're like, well, we might as well buy a sports team now. You know, Jeff Bezos never really seemed to be a guy that was all that interested in owning a sports franchise. But now he's like the first guy that you mentioned. Oh, Bezos is going to buy the whoever.
But isn't it amazing, though, that he's got enough money to buy a league. He could buy the NBA. You know, they talk about him buying the Phoenix Suns. What if he just said, I'm guaranteeing myself a championship. I'm buying the NBA. I own all the teams. Not that teams would be for sale, but he does have that amount of money. Yes, Paul?
There are three NFL owners that are worth less than $1 billion, according to estimates.
Okay.
Actually, four. Okay. The McCaskey family with the Bears, it hovers around $1 billion.
The Bengals,
correct. Mike Brown, they says net worth is $925 million. Mark Davis of the Raiders, net worth $500 million. Now, he got it from his dad.
Yeah.
So he got in his trust fund.
Okay.
And I got Art Rooney and the Rooney family with the Steelers.
Hmm.
Net worth, conflicting reports, under $1 billion.
Okay. All right.
They're all getting by.
All right. A couple of phone calls in
half
here.
Half of that in Texas.
Yeah, of course. Eric in Florida. Hi, Eric. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Eric.
Being that Pete Rose is not eligible for the Hall of Fame, and I realize this is more hypothetical since there's nobody at 3,000 hits, but let's say if someone got to hit number 4192, who would you consider the all-time hit leader in baseball?
Pete Rose, you know, nobody has a problem with what Pete Rose did as a player. Like, you're not taking – it's not – now, if something came out, he used a cork bat or steroids, then that's different. You know, Pete's problem really started when he became a manager, although I think he was still gambling when he was a player, but, you know, it came out, obviously, all the information, and he got suspended for that. But, no, if he – he's the all-time home run king, or the all-time hit leader in baseball. There's no dispute about that. If somebody got to breaking Ty Cobb's record of 4-1 and got to 4192, then they're not going to be recognized. They have to beat Pete Rose. Let's see, Ben in Illinois. Hi, Ben. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, first time, long time,
yeah.
6'1", 195. And first off, I'd just like to say to Paulie, I go Salukis. I only live about 30 miles from Carbondale. My mom taught farm for years, so there you go.
Thank you.
I had two questions or thoughts about the Yankees. Okay, Dan, you mentioned the documentary 61. Mm-hmm. All right, I believe Mantle, if he hadn't got hurt towards the end of August, first September, he had more home runs than Maris, and they pulled him out because of an injury. I believe he probably would have hit 65.
Or maybe.
And just one more quick question about the Yankees. Again, that has to do with the Derek Jeter documentary, The Captain. Yeah. To me, Jeter will never be the captain of the Yankees. The captain, to me, was always Thurman Munson.
All right. All right. You know, you have a captain in different eras, though. Thurman Munson was the captain, and Derek Jeter was. I don't know what those mean. Like, you're the captain. I don't know if that – you get to wear a C on your jersey. Okay, I'm the captain.
You go out to give out the lineup card?
Yeah, I don't know what comes with that when you're the captain. Does he have a special parking spot? Oh, he's the captain. He gets to park up front. Yes, Mark.
No, you just lead calisthenics during football practice or baseball practice. All right, guys. One, two, three. All right, let's go. That's what the captains usually do.
Okay. All right. Let me see. What else do we have here? Chuck in North Carolina. Hi, Chuck. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan and the Danettes. 5'11 and a stout 240. Big fan of the show, and I'm wondering, you know, I was watching your interview with Jim Cantore yesterday, Dan, and, you know, no sooner than you ask him about times he got nervous out in the field or on assignment, as it were, and he talks about his commitment to the mission. And, you know, a couple hours after that, there's a video Jim Cantore's reporting live from Punta Gorda, and he gets the mission's getting the better of him with the Cat 4 wins, and he's really struggling to get back to the inside. He says, oh, I'm just going to take a minute here. And as he's really fighting those winds, he gets literally the Hurricane Ian goes Cobra Kai on him and sweeps his leg with a flying tree branch. And it looks as if there's a couple of fallen street signs, and he's grabbed one of them. It looks as if he was to lift his legs, he'd be like out of a cartoon with his legs flying in the wind. But and of course, our thoughts with that, those impacted by Hurricane Ian. But I was wondering your thoughts on that, and also if now there's a danger of a Dan Patrick jinx.
Oh, because Jim Cantore came on the show? No, I think there used to be years ago when we had somebody on. There'd be a DP show jinx. But Jim Cantore, look, he's in the eye of the storm. Got great respect for those people covering that. And just watching the coverage yesterday. And it still feels like the worst is yet to come for those folks. We'll take a break. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. Drew Brees set to join us here next on the Dan Patrick Show. Full Sail University, about every month I get on a Zoom call with students and we review their tapes, 90 minutes worth, and give them feedback on what they're doing, what they need to do. But it's hands-on. That's what I wanted to do. Hands-on practical experience that we can give to the students. And when they graduate, they're ready for a job. And Full Sail University, the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting, this program came to life 5 years ago. Because I saw and heard from so many students or parents of students who took broadcasting or communication at other schools, but they got out and they weren't ready for the job, weren't ready to get a job at all. And I said, let's come up with a bachelor's degree in sportscasting. It'll take about half the time, as short as 20 months. You choose to earn your degree online or on Full Sail's campus in Orlando, Florida. And hopefully you graduate, you'll have the skills, the know-how, to be able to get a job in this business. To learn more about the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting, go to fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunday night, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs head to Tampa, take on Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, Sunday 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. We'll check in with Drew Brees, set to join us, coming up here in a couple of moments. Let me see, get a couple of phone calls in here. Doug in North Carolina is back. Hi, Doug, what's on your mind?
Dan, this is going to be a stupid call, and I apologize for this, but I'm hoping you can solve a mystery for me. In the last few months, one of my favorite parts of the show is maybe six times a day, there's a disembodied laugh that's coming from somebody on the floor. I don't think it's any of the Danettes, but every time I hear it, it makes me smile. It kind of reminds me of your famous third strike call. It's kind of a ha-ha!
I
hear it about six times a day. Who is it?
That's Marvin, I think. Seton's laughter, you know.
But yeah, Seton, I would know, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably Marvin, who has sort of a sneaky laugh off microphone. Okay. By the way, Bill Belichick met with the media, and they wanted to know about Mac Jones. And they kept asking Bill about an update on Mac Jones's health. And here is the Patriots head coach in his full glory.
Day by day, he's getting better. See how it goes. Day by day.
Does he have a high ankle sprain?
Day by day. What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? Like, I don't know. Talk to the medical experts.
What do the medical experts on staff say?
Day by day. We'll evaluate him. Day. I mean, what difference does it make to me? Do you think I'm going to read the MRI? Like, that's not my job. So.
Yeah, but it's theirs, and they talk to you about it, right?
Yeah, it's day by day. It's getting better day by day. We'll see. See how it is tomorrow. A lot better than it was yesterday. See what it is.
Day by day. Isn't this the anniversary of we're on to Cincinnati?
Yes. 2014, this week, 8 years ago. They just lost to Kansas City, got smoked. They had a tough month. And he kept asking about the Chiefs game, and they kept asking.
Yeah, we're on to Cincinnati.
What do I look like, a doctor?
Yeah. No, you don't look like a doctor. Yeah, although he has bedside manner of a doctor. You know, there's certain doctors where you go, man, he's not warm. When I had my knee replaced, I thought, you know, this guy's going to fall. I never heard from him again. Did a great job, but it's like, there's no warmth there whatsoever. Yes, Paul?
We didn't include the three questions leading up to that where he kept going day by day.
Let's bring in Drew Brees, our good buddy. What kind of interaction did you ever have with Belichick? You ever have any lengthy conversation with Belichick?
Not really. You know, we actually Sean Payton and him were pretty tight. We actually scrimmaged against those guys quite a few times during training camp. You know, now that seems to be the norm, especially with, you know, preseason being limited. You know, you try to get those extra reps by doing those scrimmages and joint practices. I feel like we were doing that with them before Belichick ever really was doing that with anybody. You know, I think there was a period of time where he had all these trade secrets that he didn't want to, you know, let out. But I think him and Sean Payton developed a relationship where I think we went up there 3 years in a row. I mean, it was 11, 12, 13. And then we did it when we were at the Greenbrier in West Virginia at training camp. So, yeah, we did quite a few of those. But, you know, never was there really like a personable interaction. I always felt like he was all business. And, you know, to be perfectly honest, I was all business during practices as well. So it was all good.
All right. Describe what you have here in your trophy room for those who are listening on radio. Just describe.
This is in the trophy room. This is just the office.
wait a minute. So you have a trophy room. This isn't the trophy room.
No, this isn't the trophy room. No, I'm just kidding. This is I got a bunch of cabinets. So I need stuff to put on it. So I guess we put helmets and we got our bats right here, you know, from that was kind of a theme that we had in New Orleans. Bring the wood. Whenever we had a real physical game, we wanted to beat up on somebody. There's some trophies, but man, it's mainly pictures of the fam, of the kids, just stuff that, you know, I can look at and gives me a little bit of inspiration on a daily basis. So there's all kinds of stuff in here, man. I've got my Bill Russell basketball over here. I've got Larry Bird. I've got, you know, a Ted Williams bat, that his family gave me cause they knew I was a big Ted Williams fan. And so, yeah, I got some cool stuff in here.
And the trophy behind you, is that the Super Bowl? The Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's replica Super Bowl. I can't believe we're sitting here talking about the trophies that are in the back here. Walter Payton, Man of the Year. Yeah, there's some good stuff there.
Wait, why wouldn't we talk about that? That's pretty cool stuff that you have. Maybe yeah. Give us a tour.
We're here.
I'll do a TikTok tour.
Okay, here's one.
Okay.
Right, we'll talk about one of the coolest ones. Okay. So up there is the John Wooden Citizen Cup. So first off, let's talk about John Wooden. Everybody knows John Wooden, legendary coach, right? UCLA. But did you know that he went
Purdue.
To Purdue University?
Yeah.
Did you know he went to Purdue University?
Yeah, he played did basketball. You know
that he was like the 1932 player of the year.
Yeah.
In college basketball at Purdue University. So that's a great sense of pride for me that John Wooden was a Purdue guy.
Did you ever
I didn't realize that when I made the decision to go to Purdue. but soon after that, that became very apparent. So he's way up there on my list of just legendary people of all time.
What do you expect? Let me get to this first, then I'll ask you about tonight. What did you see with Tua on that play when he got knocked down, got back up, and stumbled?
You know what? Honestly, I haven't seen a replay of that. I've just read a lot about it. So I can't really comment.
How often would you hide an injury?
All the time. I mean, look, I recognize the kind of the delicate place we're in right now, especially when it pertains to head and neck injuries. Like when you think about like the game of football, I mean, even from its inception is like this warrior sport. You know, and I say this goes for any sport, but any physical sport especially, which is, man, it's like don't show pain, don't show fear, don't show like anything other than the focusing on the objective to go win, to go dominate, you know, whatever that is. And so, like, look, guys, the rate of injury in the NFL is 100%, right? We always tell ourselves that, right? I get asked all the questions, weren't you afraid of getting hurt? No, because you just expect to get hurt at some point and you expect that you're going to have to play through it. Like, that's just the nature of the beast. Now, when it comes to head and neck injuries, I think we've recognized that is totally different. And whereas in the past that was ignored, it is something that is even more important and should be treated the exact same way as, like, if you pull a hamstring and you're going to be out for 3 weeks, if you, you know, have trauma to your brain, you're probably going to be out 3 to 4 weeks. I'll give you a perfect example. Luke Kuechly, right? One of the greatest players I've ever played against, one of the greatest linebackers to ever play the game, played against him twice a year in Carolina. I think the guy that I saw had 3 concussions, and on each occasion he was out for like 3 to 4 weeks, which I thought was extremely smart for not only, you know, I mean, for his case, for his longevity, for his health and wellness, but just this idea that, like, the fact that you can turn around from a concussion in a week is really kind of crazy to me, considering that, like, any other injury that you would say would needs full time to heal. I feel like that's an area where we still have a ways to go just in regards to fully understanding it and the amount of time it takes to return to play or when you're fully healed.
But how do you hide a concussion?
Look, you get knocked woozy all the time. I think as a player, and I guess it depends on how many, you know, if you've experienced that before, right? If you've never experienced one before, you don't really know what it is. You're just gonna try to operate past it, right? But if you have experienced it before, and maybe you're able to kind of self-recognize the symptoms, I still don't know if your just competitive, you know, drive or just this feeling of like not wanting to let your teammates down. Like there's just all these feelings that go through your mind of I can't come out of this game. I have to stay in this fight.
Talking to Drew Brees, he's joining us on behalf of Lowe's home team. You want to give us an update on what you're doing with Lowe's?
Absolutely. So I'm GM of the Lowe's home team, have been for the last 2 years. Lowe's made a commitment last year of $100 million over 5 years to fund various projects in NFL cities. Have some great players that have lent their support as well. Justin Herbert, Travis Kelce, Micah Parsons, among others, current NFL players, but guys that are out there really serving their community. So actually last week I was in New Orleans working with an organization called Lower9.org, helping to build a facility that was going to be kind of a multi-work housing facility there along with Lowe's. So a lot of great projects, a lot of great work being done. Happy to support it. Love when I see companies that are willing to make that type of commitment to our communities.
Good for you. Good for you. I know you've always put in the time and the effort with these sponsors, certainly locally there in New Orleans. More questions about the Bengals or the Dolphins going into tonight's game?
Bengals. You know, this was actually one I had circled, from the start of the season. And I kind of made the prediction exactly the way it's played out, which is Bengals would struggle a little bit because, look, you're riding high off of last year's, finish and obviously kind of exceeding all expectations, doing what nobody really thought could happen. And then, you spend an off season by everybody telling you how great you are, right? And then, the season starts and you stumble a little bit, which they had. Look, obviously Joe Burrow missed a lot of the preseason with the appendicitis and that kind of stuff. So, there were some other factors there that couldn't have been foreseen. And then on the flip side, you've got Miami and Tua, where everybody's, spending the off season saying you need a new quarterback, right? And I know that feeling. I've been in that position before, man, and it drives you. It drives your preparation, drives everything that you do. And you continue to build that team. They bring in a new coach. They, bring in some pieces, and now that team looks pretty darn good. And Tua's played really, really well. But I think that this is a challenge that Cincinnati will be up for. Like, they've been waiting. Since he's had the bullseye on their chest for the first 3 weeks, right? And now they get to put the bullseye on this team because this is the team that's undefeated, right, coming in this week. So I think Cincy wins this game.
If Sean Payton came back to coach and needed a quarterback coach or offensive coordinator and called you?
Look, I love the game, and I'm going to be involved in the game somehow. Last year I went the media route. That was really enjoyable. I felt like I learned a lot. I felt like I developed a great skill set that will help me down the road, whether I choose to do that again or do something else. So I appreciated that experience. The reason I didn't do that this year was simply because it was taking away all my weekends, and my kids are in an age now where I want to be with them. I want to coach them. I want to see their games and that kind of thing. Look, it's the same thing for coaching, right? I mean, coaching, I don't think people realize the life of an NFL coach during the season,
yeah,
and then what their families go through at the same time. I mean, that's like 7 months straight of, you might as well be in the military on deployment. Like they are like spending the night at the facility. I mean, just grinding, and it's all football. So that lifestyle is probably not what I'm looking for. Now I love the game. And so finding a way to continue to stay connected with it. There's a lot of ways to do it. And so I'll assess those opportunities as they come.
Well, it's like Brady's going to go from playing to then going out to the site to do a game. And it's not like you can fly in on Sunday morning and do a game. You got to commit like, 3 or 4 days, it feels like, to doing a broadcast.
If you're going to do it right, you're going to spend the same amount of preparation in preparing to broadcast the game, to do a 3-hour production, as you would to play the game. Now, look, you can structure that schedule a little differently. You can do it, during the week when the kids are at school. I mean, you're home in the evenings when maybe otherwise you wouldn't. I mean, so yes, it's not as intense as if you're a player. But at the same time, if you want to be great at anything, you got to work at it. And I think, I'm not sure exactly what Tom has signed up to do. I know what's been announced, but it is definitely a commitment, and it takes more time than you think. And I think I definitely have a respect for the guys that are in those positions and the guys that really do it the right way. The preparation that goes into that.
great to catch up with you again. Hope family's well. Good luck with Lowe's home team there.
Thanks, DP. See you, man.
That's Drew Brees, Super Bowl MVP. Played 20 seasons. Led the NFL in passing yards 7 times. Led the NFL in passing touchdowns 4 times. What, Paulie?
My home office is the exact opposite of Drew Brees' home office. His office looks like a display case at the NFL Hall of Fame. It's fascinating. There's lighting. There's upshots of helmets and trophies.
Yeah.
I wish you could see that.
I thought it was very funny when he goes, no, it's not my trophy case. It's my office. I'm like, there's a Super Bowl trophy in there. Yes, Todd.
And he said, I can't believe we're talking about all my trophies. He chose that spot to do the interview from to have that all in the background. How do you not ask him?
I know. I'm sorry. I noticed those things. They were, you know, staring back at me.
Oh, what, these?
Oh, these little things?
I mean, we could talk about them if you want.
Yeah. Yes, I want to. What do you have in there? Super Bowl trophy. You got footballs up there. You got helmets in there. Yeah, I think we'll take a peek at that. How's that? A
couple trinkets.
Yeah. Got a couple of phone calls in here. Dr. PJ in Denver. Hi, Doc.
Hey, Dan. Just a quick call, a comment about the ownership of Raiders. Are you there?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, thank you. A friend of mine is an attorney for the firm that handles all the legal work, and 7 families in Northern California own the Raiders. Nobody knows who they are. And Al Davis was the general manager of a corporation. He was not the owner.
Okay. All right. So thank you, Doc.
He could be completely making that up. But
yeah, he was a doctor.
Oh.
It was Dr. PJ in Denver.
Apologies.
Yeah. I'm going to guess people would know. Because at some point, somebody's going to let it slip and say, Tommy, what are you doing this weekend? Team's in the Super Bowl. Going to go to the Super Bowl. Oh, really? You got a team? Yeah. I'm part owner of the Raiders. People don't like to have those opportunities and then hide those opportunities. That's why you own a team. So you get to tell people, hey, I own a team. I still love... Jim Valvano would tell the greatest stories, and we'd get done with SportsCenter. He would be in there for college basketball, and he would be there with John Saunders, the late, great host. And they would go to the White Birch restaurant next door, and they'd keep it open for us because I think last call for beers was 1 o'clock. Get done at SportsCenter, go over there, and Valvano's would be sitting there holding court, and he would just tell stories. And I remember he told this story that when he went to Iona and he was coaching there and he's trying to recruit players and he couldn't get anybody to go to Iona. They didn't know where it was. And he went in and he was talking to a recruit and he goes, hey, Jim Valvano, Iona College. And the recruit goes, which one? He goes, which one what? You said you own a college. And he goes, well, there's my hook. I own a college. And that's how he started recruiting. Hey, Jim Valvano, Iona College. Yeah, I named it Iona. Funny, funny man. Dan in Missouri. Hi, Dan. What's on your mind today?
Hey, from one DP to another. Hey, bud.
Hi.
5'10", a delivery driver, hard 200.
Hard.
If you could guarantee you catch the ball jumping out of the stands, but... you shatter an ankle, how much would you have to be able to get out of that ball?
So if I was Frankie Lasagna last night in Toronto and I was going to jump out of the stands, well, I wouldn't jump out for 61, Dan. Right?
62.
No, I wouldn't jump out for 62. I wouldn't do that. What, Paulie?
I barely use my ankles now. I sit most of the day. A shattered ankle would really not change my life that much.
I've had so many surgeries.
You're playing video games.
I don't want any more surgeries. No.
Well, let's say it was an even million for the 62 ball.
After taxes, though.
Let's say after taxes is an even million. A shattered ankle.
No, can't do it. No more surgeries. not. Yes, Todd.
There are people that watch our show with a shattered ankle. Oh, I did it again with the thing.
Yeah, you
shattered. I can't say it. I got to stay with my safety.
Well, no, that was fast. Just slow down. There are people
that watch the show with shattered ankles and all kinds of health problems, and they don't get anywhere near $1 million for free. They just sit there and lay back. So I think you can take a shattered ankle and collect $1 million.
Would you do it?
I think I would. Okay. $1 million? Your ankle shatters, it'll heal up eventually. Okay. And if not, you limp around and as a millionaire.
Limp around. Yes.
But the thing is about the shattered ankle is you're not positive you're going to get the ball.
No, you know what I mean? Like, no, we're guaranteeing the ball.
No, I understand. But if we're to tell you like, no, yeah, I think I would. Yeah, yeah. But when you jump off of that railing, you're not like, but at least I'm getting $1 million.
I would need to be jumping off the railing with the ball just about in my glove.
Like if you catch the ball, yeah, you have it in your hand. Yeah. They're like, all right, jump off this railing and break your legs and we'll give you $1 million. Then you're like, okay, I will. I don't know.
See, you guys haven't had surgeries like I have. No, it's not a pity party. I'm just saying I'm an athlete. I'm a man. You guys aren't. I mean, I've had surgeries. These are battle scars. I'm a warrior. Hello?
The tough thing about this is you don't get the $1 million. Like, if you were in the bullpen last night with your shattered ankle and the ball, you don't get the million there. You still have to get home from the ballpark with your shattered ankle.
Yeah, you got
to
be crawling home. Where's Tom? He's back there. He's crawling.
They're going to take you, wheel you out on a stretcher there while you're ugly crying. But you got the ball in your hand.
Let's take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it just me, or did it seem like Drew Brees maybe had a stronger opinion on what happened to Tua than he revealed? What did you see on that play? Did he have a concussion? I didn't see the replay. Yes, Paulie.
I don't even think I saw the replay, but I just saw Tua staggering around the field.
I didn't need to see a replay to know that something was up there.
I think Drew he had a big smile on his face. I think he's trying to be cautious about the criticism.
Hmm. Okay.
He seems like a guy who I guarantee hid injuries from lots of people. He told us that before.
Oh, sure. He hid injuries from his wife. Yes, see.
Why would what he had to say be so controversial?
I don't, unless he thought that he had a concussion and he was hiding the concussion or tried to hide the concussion or.
Yeah, I mean, like if you look at like what Drew Brees says, he thought Tua had a concussion. I don't know. Is that a crazy headline?
No.
Or if he says, I don't know. It looks like he had a back injury. Is that a crazy headline too? I'm not sure why he was so careful about that.
But he was cautious with it. You could see the look on his face when I go, what did you see with it? I didn't see the replay.
Big smile.
And then I realized, okay, he didn't want to talk about that. Yes, Tom.
Because then I guess you're calling the Dolphins and Tua a liar, and that's not something Drew wants to be attached to. Like, I don't care what they say about his back. That guy had a concussion.
Well, what I was hoping for was he would say, I've been in that situation where you get your bell rung, but it's not a concussion. Like, I honestly thought that that's where he was going to go. And then I could tell that he wasn't going to answer it. But, anyway, you try. Let's see. Rest in peace, Coolio. You got some music with Coolio? Second biggest hit by Coolio. Does anybody know? Second biggest hit. Paulie?
I do, but I had to look it up to find it, so I did not know. But that film, Dangerous Minds, was a film with Michelle Pfeiffer, and that was the main song used in the promos, Gangster's Paradise.
Yeah.
And that's how it got big. It was the number one song in America for a month.
Hmm.
Second biggest song?
Yeah. Yeah, see.
Coolio is just as famous for that song as he is for his negative reaction to Weird Al doing Amish Paradise. The cover of that, which Coolio did not find funny. It's one of the few times that people were vocally like, yeah, I didn't give my permission to Weird Al to do this, and I don't like it very much. And Weird Al, unfortunately, was like, I'm really sorry, but I swear we asked. They said it was okay.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yes, Paulie.
Fantastic Voyage, the cover he did in 1994 which made number three on the Billboard Hot 100.
Come along.
I don't.
It's pretty good.
Wait, he did that song? Or did he do a cover of that song?
He did like a remake.
Yeah. Oh, remake. Okay. Because I don't remember. I remember Coolio, the personality. I just don't remember him, musician.
His hair.
Yeah. What was he, like mid-50s? 56?
59 years old.
59. Yeah.
Artist Leon Ivey Jr. Coolio.
Okay. Yeah. But that original, though, is a great song. Great song. I'm not as big on, like, Kid Rock does sort of a takeoff on Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, yeah. That was a big hit for him.
Yeah. But I'm not big on that when you do that. It's like, it's called sampling, right? Then you just say, I'm going to take that piece of the song and I'll piece it all together.
Yeah, we've kind of hit a real era where nothing's new.
Yeah.
You know, nothing is new. It's kind of everything is just brought back from 30 years ago. Yeah. Not that hasn't always happened, but it seems especially relevant now.
Yes, Marv.
And Coolio's Gangster's Paradise is a sample of a Stevie Wonder song. Stevie Wonder said, you can do it. You can't curse. he turned in the original, and Stevie said, no cursing.
Wow.
All right, Stevie.
So Stevie built another probably wing to his house off of that.
Do you see where Eddie Murphy's going to do Beverly Hills Cop 3?
Four.
Is it four?
It may be four or five.
And Kevin Bacon, our good buddy, is going to be in Beverly Hills Cop 4 with Eddie Murphy.
Footloose version?
Axel Foley.
Okay.
I'm just saving you, Todd.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. You're an Axel.
Whoa.
Axel Foley.
Like a ball from a banana in my tailbone.
I'm looking for a Victor Maitland.
don't be stupid. The Lyman twist.
Oh, Bronson Pinchot.
Yeah, Bronson.
Steals that scene.
We love that guy.
Yeah. Seton does a great impression of him.
Don't be stupid. The Lyman twist.
Lyman twist. Todd, what did you learn on today's show?
Seton, and rightfully so, wants to know why it's open season on Russell Wilson. He can't seem to do anything right anymore. What's up with that?
Seton, what did you learn?
Yeah, what the heck? Let's leave Russell alone.
Russell Wilson Jr. the third.
That's right.
Marv, what did you learn today?
Seton hates chewing sounds.
Well, he hates being around Fritzy then on Meat Friday tomorrow. Paulie, what did you learn?
Don't tell the missus you're playing golf.
Sarah Walsh and her husband. That was great. They joined us earlier. He's playing golf, and she's at home trying to ride out this storm. M-Drive, supplements for driven guys, supporting healthy testosterone. And you can text Dan to 55,000. Feel good. Accomplish more. Text Dan to 55,000. Get your first order for $5. Message and data rates may apply. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow. But wait, there's one more item as we close out this show. If you're a business owner, you're feeling boxed in by the pressures of running your business, have you thought about having somebody come in to help you? Because you got remote workforces, you're keeping up with changing regulations, HR compliance, hiring, retaining top talent, payroll, the list goes on and on. There's a limit to what you can do to keep employees engaged while running your business smoothly. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30-plus years of HR experience to work, helping you develop a people strategy that supports your business strategy, focusing on the health of your organization. What if your HR strategy included access to better benefits to help you keep your employees you have and then attract new ones? How about offering training to your employees to increase their skills so they're more productive, more valuable for you? Now, Insperity knows there's going to be hurdles, potholes there. They'll navigate that for you. They have solutions, solutions you need. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.